Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Elliot Shore Parks is here. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Elliot, how are you, sir?
What up?
There you go.
What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You know, excited. We got an Eagles game again this weekend. It's nice to have the weekend off, but I always miss when they play.
Yeah, I don't like the rhythm of the week being thrown off.
100%.
From a WIP standpoint, I kind of like having the game. But having the weekend to just sort of go stress-free.
Yeah, I guess with the way they're playing, it's not not a joyous product to enjoy right now. But going to Minnesota, only the second time since the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2019.
A nice dome stadium. They do fake snow before. It's
oh,
very
do they?
Cool. Yeah. You can do a lot when you have a roof.
How'd you do fake snow in October?
Because they're the Vikings.
It's the Avengers.
There it is.
There it is. An hour later.
There it is. Right on time.
That's a reference to something that happened at 2:18.
45 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's so good. So, Elliot, we started the show just sort of, I was recounting something that Jordan said to us yesterday when we were asking him about 25 versus 23.
Yes.
And he said that he doesn't see it as the same because there were, he didn't say it in this way, but he essentially said there were issues with the coaching in 2023 in terms of being detail-oriented. It isn't this year. And it's on the players. Do you feel the same way that this is on player execution versus coaching?
Yeah, so I definitely think it's on the players. Like, I rewatched the Giants game twice this past weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was, you know, not the best use of my time. But it just stands out every time you watch it, more and more plays where, I mean, Jordan talked about it last night. Like, I don't think he had a great game. There were some plays where AJ and his blocking where it was not great. Brett Toth really struggled. Tyler Steen, I think Tyler Steen's getting let off a little bit easy in the big picture because so many other key players are struggling, but I don't think he's had a great year. So when you watch the game, the players, I think, are messing these plays up, and as a result, they're getting put in very tough situations. All that being said, I think I've been banging the don't blame Kevin Petullo drum for like 3 weeks now, right? Like, ultimately, they have been handed a roster. Maybe he's not playing well, and it is the players. I mean, it should never look this bad. So while I definitely think it's the players, I do not want to get into the, like, Kevin Petullo's actually doing a great job, but it's not good enough. It is on Nick. And as someone that didn't like the Kevin Petullo hire, if you would have told me 6 weeks into the season these were the results, I probably would have gone, well, yeah, duh. Like, I don't like the Kevin Petullo hire. So having lived through it, it is the players. They're not executing well enough. Jalen's not executing well enough. The offensive line is not, which is not something we're used to around here. But Petullo is the offensive coordinator. Nick Sirianni is the head coach. Like, they got to figure out a way to make it happen because the players, while they're not playing well enough, they're not devoid of talent on that side of the ball. So I think I am team, it is the players, but I'm also honestly getting a little tired of defending the coaching.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, and here's where I would lay blame at the coach's feet. Nick Sirianni is responsible for all the team.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The culture and everything else. So when a team plays undisciplined, when a team plays sloppy football, that's on him. That's on him. So we look at the coaches and we focus more on schemes. And we should be getting players open and get them the ball and things of that nature. Well, if we keep talking about they're one block away and this and that and the other, well, that maybe that's practice. Maybe that's practice. Maybe that's paying attention to the details. So, you know, I'm going next question. Are we back in pads this week?
It's a great question.
Put the pads back on. First of all, there's no way you can be a great blocking and tackling team without practicing that way.
Mm-hmm.
They learned that last year. They got better as a tackling team. They became the best running team in football when they changed their practice habits. They started practicing a little longer. They put the pads on a little more. They got after it a little bit. You put your head down and you keep chopping wood. That's Nick Sirianni. That's the head coach's job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the head coach's job is when things aren't going well, then you got to start tightening the screws around there. And when I hear they don't want victory Mondays and things of that nature, yeah, that's part of it. Like that's part of it, meaning that we got to get back to the grind. And that's what I think is missing. They're not hungry and focused like they were last year. They were 2-2 and embarrassed to be 2-2, and we were grinding them up at that point. Right? Nick's yelling back at fans and this and that and the other. But they didn't start playing better until he stopped doing stuff like that, which is paying attention to outside noise, yelling back and forth with fans. And when he started saying, we're just a boring team, we just go out here, we're going to work, put our head down, and the results are the results. They need to get back to doing that.
I also think what stood out in that Giants game is the Giants just looked faster. They looked more motivated. They looked like the more physical team. I asked Nick at the presser yesterday if the toughness was up to his standard. I'm not surprised he didn't answer it honestly, but in my opinion, his answer was essentially, yeah, it was not up to the standard.
Yeah.
He talked about needing to get back to dominating on the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ironic for me to have this take because we've argued so much in training camp where I'm like,
come on.
But I do think they could go, like, I think this team could benefit from a tough practice tomorrow. And just a reminder of who they
tomorrow?
Need to be.
Tomorrow? How about for until the bye week?
Just a straight throw?
Man, listen, right. They only get so many of these practices, so I know there's a limit to them.
You don't really use them late in the season, to be honest.
You're right. And my point really is they need to put a string of good games together. Like, they need to lock in and have it be this way to where you're just back working, man. You're back, and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. The problem is everybody has had a taste of success. And see, even though I've never been a champion.
Champion to us.
I would imagine the things that separate those guys that do it once and the great ones that do it repeatedly, they aren't satisfied by the one time they did it. And see, it's easy to say that stuff in February and March that you ain't satisfied. Well, what will satisfy? You know what I didn't hear? Win another championship would satisfy me. That's not what I heard.
Yeah, they were avoiding the championship.
Yeah. So get back to we want to win another championship, not just get through the season. Don't get criticized by the media. Like, it's do you want to go out there and win another championship? That's what Kansas City did. Then Kansas City went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Well, maybe they've talked so much about avoiding thinking about last year. Maybe it's worth thinking about last year.
Agreed. But I would also say, like, we've seen this exact roster go through something in 2022 to 2023. And again, they didn't win it, but it's the closest you'll ever get to winning it not.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not handle it well in 23. 17-18, very different players, but Howie's here, Lurie's here, the organizational structure.
Didn't handle it well.
So I've been thinking over the past few days, do they look like a team that learned anything from those experiences? It looks exactly like it did in 18 and 23. And maybe it's just this is what it is. Maybe we were naive during the offseason I think there was a little bit, and I understand it, of the Eagles just dominated in the Super Bowl. They won 16 straight games. They won 80% of their, like, maybe they're above the NFL. Like, maybe the way that they are operating right now, the idea that there'll be a Super Bowl hangover is crazy. But I feel like the last 2 games for me, personally at least, has been like a smack in the face of like reality.
Well,
like a reminder that, you know what, they were great last year, and Jalen, like, nobody's operating at a level at the to the degree which we defended them this offseason. Right. They have not shown up and backed up all of that defending they got.
Well, yep. I would you might poo-poo this. I would argue the front office acted in the offseason like there was not a sense of urgency.
I agree.
They let a lot of good players walk out the door, and I understood the reason, the money reason that they did, but they didn't replace them with other good players. They just didn't. There was a part of it that seemed to me, and no one, I can understand not agreeing with it, but they almost acted as if there was one of two options. One, we're smarter than you, and we're going to be able to find bargain bin guys, and our draft picks are going to step up, and everybody's going to be good. That's one way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is, we don't need to win another championship, or we can take a step back this year. We just won one, you know? And I think it's not everything. You know, just like the issues with the team right now are not one thing, but I think it sort of sends the message that there is a lack of urgency there.
So I do think that they attacked this offseason with the idea of the big picture and not like a desperation to get right back. Like in 17-18, I think they would tell you they probably were desperate to repeat and made poor decisions and it hurt them for a few years. I think this offseason what's hurting them is they are very well set up for the future. Like as much as they look old and slow right now playing, they're actually still very young and in theory, like talented, right? But they also have a ton of draft picks. They are very well set up for the cap space for the future. They have a lot of, they don't really have any bad contracts on their books that I can think of right now. So in 17-18, they got old.
I can think of one.
Okay. Well, we'll get to him in a second.
Yeah.
Saquon, no. So I think they are set up. They're much better set up for the future, but you're seeing the risk of gambling on young players. Like Mukuba is not playing well. Kelee Ringo obviously isn't playing well. Tyler Steen is not playing well. So Jalix Hunt has been okay, but he has not been what they need him to be. So their decision to say, you know what, this year we're going to go with young players, I get the logic of it. It just has not really worked out so far.
Well, this is where the offense is supposed to pick up the slack.
That was my next point.
Like, yeah. This is where they're supposed to pick up the slack. The one year that we lost to Kansas City, I believe, in 22 in the Super Bowl, that was a relatively young defense. It wasn't great. They had to be led by the offense. Now, they were much better the following year as a defense, but they had to go through their growing pains as a young defense, and that's sort of what we're going through right now. I think we all would agree we like the young talent that's on that side. They just aren't a quote-unquote championship-caliber defense just yet, but the offense that pretty much returned everyone, and even Tyler Steen was here last year, so in my opinion, they returned everyone on the offensive side of the ball, should be playing better and shouldering a lot more of this than they have through the first six games. If it wasn't for the defense and the special teams, maybe we may be sitting at 3-3 or 2-4 right now instead of 4-2. I need this offense to get going. I need a quarterback, start playing better, and more importantly, I need the offensive line to start run blocking a lot better so that we're not relying so much on the passing game. And we all can agree that Jalen isn't a flawless quarterback. And if you ask him to throw the ball 35 to 40 times, it ain't going to look very pretty most of the time. But if you ask him to throw the ball 25 times, right? Mm-hmm. He should be able to be effective enough with 25 to 30 throws and 30 rushing attempts.
And let him throw the ball on a down that isn't a for sure passing.
Yeah, obvious passing situation.
37s, third and eights, so that sort of stuff.
All that is true, and I agree it's on everyone, and the offensive line has to be better.
Yeah.
But when you're the franchise quarterback, the expectations can just be unfair. And right now, Jalen should be expected to put the cape on and save this team. Like, all offseason, I called this guy a top five quarterback, a top two quarterback, number one athlete in the city. Like, he was great last year, right? Like, go prove it. Like, it's just silly for me to sit here and be like, well, actually, Tyler Steen's not been great. Like, Jalen's supposed to be one of the best players in the NFL. He was ranked the night. So, to me, there's a diff. Like, there can be different ways.
Well, we know
that
19th ranking was forced.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. Well, regardless, like he was viewed as one of the better players in the league. Like there could be worlds where they're losing and Jalen's still good. That's not this world. Like they probably win the Giants game on Thursday night if Jalen doesn't make two completely unforced errors, the missed pass to Devontae and the interception. Now, the good news is,
how do you stop 34 points you give up?
Well, because if you hit the Devontae thing, like I just think they changed the flow of the game.
It had been down by
three. But it changes the flow of the game. The pressure goes on the Giants. You have a big play. The momentum picks up. Like I just look, maybe they still lose. The defense was bad. You're right. But at least if they would have lost 34-31 or whatever, it wouldn't be viewed as the disaster class it is now. You would go, the defense was not good, but you know what? The passing game turned it around. Jalen was better. And so is it unfair to expect Jalen to carry this team up and down the field? It is. I agree.
It is.
But you know what? Like that just is the reality. Fair or not, when you were the quarterback.
No, this is the reality. No, that's the fantasy world. No, the fantasy world is Jalen puts a cape on and carries the team to
victory.
But that
can't be a fantasy world, is my point.
But it is a fantasy world because it's not reality. Jalen has never been that player. He's never been that player. The one thing I always say, he's an elite winner. That's a difference. Then you can put anything around him, and he'll go and win with it. That's never been him as a player. Wasn't him at Alabama. Wasn't him at Oklahoma. He was 9-8 by running the football. In the first year, he was a full starter. And then he had to go out and add talent, and we saw what he looked like in 2022. But he still needed the other talent around him. And, by the way, in 2022, they had arguably the best defense in football. Mm-hmm. They took the ball away from everybody. So he needs complementary football. He needs complimentary football. I've always said Jalen's strength to me is that he doesn't cost you games from mistakes. Now, I should say he rarely costs you games from mistakes.
Almost never.
Yeah. That's what I think he does best. And he plays complimentary football. He's never been a guy that puts the team on his back and carries them. And anybody that expects that is living in a fantasy world. That's why he says he doesn't care what it looks like. He doesn't care what the stats look like. He just wants to get the W. That's not spoken from a guy who feels like I can conquer the world. Anything I do is going to work. That's not an Aaron Rodgers personality. That's not a Patrick Mahomes personality. That's a guy who knows his limitations, knows he needs those other guys around him, and his job in his mind is to not cost the team a game.
So I agree with almost everything you just said, but I know for me, and I'll just speak for me.
Yeah.
I was starting to view him as the guy that you're like to put the cape on.
That's a flaw.
I'm just letting you know how I felt. Like from
listen,
watching,
we got a better eye.
We can't erase your sins. You've been wrong about a lot of things. You've been wrong about a lot.
No, I'm almost never wrong, except
whoa.
A few times.
Whoa, how many? Hold on.
Noah Von Leigh. Like that's it.
Wow.
But the point I'm making is he was a put the cape guy on at times last year, and he's done that in his career before. He has. You can say
when did he put the cape on last year?
The Super Bowl, he was amazing. The championship game, he was.
The defense was unbelievable in the Super Bowl.
He didn't put the cape on.
What do you think a cape is?
The Super Bowl was exactly what's happening this year. They couldn't run the ball, but the passing offense was great.
Their defense was amazing.
Yes,
and had pick six and two interceptions in huge spots.
I'm not saying the defense wasn't great, but what I'm saying is on offense this year, the running game has not been there, and they need the passing game to pick them up, and Jalen's not doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Last year in the Super
Bowl.
We
agree with that.
Yes, exactly. So when I saw him do it on the biggest of stages, and for what it's worth, the numbers with him throwing it a lot of times are actually decent. Like when he throws it 30 plus times, he has a better record than most of these other elite quarterbacks. So I don't think Jalen, honestly, I don't think he's regressed this year. I just don't think he's improved, and I was expecting the momentum of last year to have him improve, and that's what's been disappointing for me.
I'm with you there. Right. Listen, I said all offseason that he needed to be better as a passer. This passing game needed to be better. You don't want to try to tell me to run it back and do the same thing he did last year.
Because I thought he could do it.
No, no. No, you said do the same offense you did last year by running the ball.
Well,
sounds like you were wrong.
No, what I'm saying is that debatable. I had the expectation of him playing better this year.
Correct.
I'm not running away from that. I'm disappointed in that as well. But I'm also saying, even with that, that isn't a put the cape on and carry the team. Like, he's just never been that guy. So, and I'm not even being critical of him for it. He's never shown you that. That's like wanting Alec Boehm to hit 25 home runs.
So
it's not what he does.
I know you don't literally
comparable
mean
players.
The Eagles, like, Alec Boehm. Yep, yeah. That's the way I see it as well.
Thank you, Ike.
Yep,
put that on a poster.
But like, perfect.
Week one against Dallas.
That backfired.
Yeah.
Week one again. Yeah, that's a soundbite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so week one against Dallas didn't pass the ball well, but you know what he did do?
No, he passed the ball pretty well.
It was okay
to
start.
Half.
I mean, they ran it. He ran the ball a lot versus Dallas at one point. Like, he made plays in that game that caused them to win the game. In my opinion, they won that game because of Jalen.
But you know what else happened in that game too? They didn't score in the second half again.
Agreed.
And they, if he's going to run that much, all defenses need to do is know that he's going to run and prevent him from doing it.
I don't think the way he won that game was a sustainable way. Obviously, we've seen that. The point I'm making is that was a game where I just watching it.
He also hasn't run around like that since.
I'm wondering if he's hurt. Like, he's really
no defenses aren't playing man defense on him
on the sideline. He is stretching his calf all the time. He's using a massage gun. Like, but regardless, where I was going with it was, week one, he made special plays to win them the game. We can debate, right?
Sure.
That he's not done that since, in my opinion.
You can rank. Here's the truth. Is I remember saying this about another good comp, Tobias Harris. It doesn't matter what you pay him. It doesn't mean.
It doesn't change.
You could rank him number two from now until
right.
whenever.
Yeah, doesn't
it
mean
doesn't.
Anything.
You could give him. But you know what you could do?
Number two ranking
you
was could not
pay
out
him,
of nowhere.
You could pay him.
Well, it was too high.
It was.
I don't think it was.
It was crazy.
I don't think it was.
And you could pay him $100 million.
Yes.
And he still is who he is.
Right.
But you can say that. But in the reality is, Tobias, still the money he made did matter. It changed what his expectations were.
Yes, but it didn't change who he.
Him,
he was.
I agree. It didn't change who he was. Jalen's a better player than Tobias.
Of course he is.
All right. I mean, he is.
Yes, okay. He is.
He is. But like, the Jalen being number two quarterback in the league, Jalen being ranked ahead guys like
peak.
Baker and Herbert, like that was all fair. That was all
sure,
correct.
Sure, but that was coming off a Super Bowl win.
Yes, I'm saying.
We got new information.
This year,
what would you have him ranked at this year?
I mean, off the top of my head, maybe 10. Like, he, I would have to go through it, but it was.
He's closer to 15.
Yeah,
than
like,
he is
it's not.
And we're being generous at 15.
It's not a kind ranking
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, we're being generous at 15.
I honestly can't believe I had him so high at 7.
Yeah. You were kind to him all offseason.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's coming off of winning a Super Bowl. That's not what we're.
Right. That's why I'm saying I was correct
like
when
right
I did it. He has just not played up to those levels.
Right.
I think. But maybe this is where we disagree.
Hold on,
I do think he has it in him to do it. I do think he has it in him to do it. Maybe not every week, but very few quarterbacks do it every week. I have seen Jalen win them games. So I know he has it in him to do it. He's not doing it this year.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you that he can't, in moments, be the guy on the offense and do what it takes to win. That's not what I'm saying. When I'm thinking of putting the cape on and going out there and trying to win games, that's saying to me, nothing else around you is available to you. You got to figure out a way to do it, whether it's by hook or crook, running or throwing, you're getting the job done. That's not the case. Both of his wide receivers are healthy. The running back is completely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the case. His biggest issue with the offense is that he doesn't have complimentary football there with him. Now, whose fault that is, I don't know. But if you gave him a complimentary running game, he looks a lot different. He looked a lot different in 22 with a complimentary running game and defense. Looked a lot different last year, complimentary running game and defense.
I agree.
We're not in the offseason arguing rankings anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need 400 yards. Just throw the ball on time. That's putting the cape on to me.
But he, all right.
That's not.
All right.
Well, it is to me.
All right. This segment, by the way, brought to you by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. Mm. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Coming up next, we have a huge Elliott Shore Parks-related announcement.
Wow.
Something else?
Yes. And
about the cape.
And Elliott says he's hardly ever wrong. I have actual proof that Elliott was wrong about something.
I'd be curious to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it.
I'm sure I will.
215-592.
See if I was wrong.
Well, you were.
All right.
I have documentation.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, you did it. Thank you. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is D'Angelo, a legend who passed away today,
wow.
Sadly.
Yeah.
It was shocking. I didn't know he was sick. He was battling pancreatic cancer. So 51 years old, D'Angelo passes away, who is an R&B legend, who enormous influence over a lot of what you hear today. And if you're Ike and my age, it was when we were in college.
90s.
Yeah. It was real. But he was he is amongst the greats of all time.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a smooth, soulful voice.
Yep.
Almost sang effortlessly. Did a lot of writing. So
yep.
You got a lot of things out there that you don't even know that he was a part of. The great thing about him, he was such a natural artist. You know, he believed in the live music and, you know, to hear him live. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, 51, man. I'm 51. So, man, that type of stuff hits home.
Absolutely.
It's home with you.
We were joking before, there was one famous D'Angelo video for Untitled for How Does It Feel,
mm-hmm.
where it was just D'Angelo without a shirt on,
yeah.
completely ripped,
yeah.
just showing how much better he looked than you.
Yeah. Well, how many times Renee seen that video?
probably a bunch of times. So rest in peace, D'Angelo, one of the great ones. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you refer to Jim Belushi as James or Jim? 93.1 at Jim. So that is another earlier in the show reference. So it's Tuesday between 3 and 4, so Tuesdays with Elliott going on. We do have a big Elliott Shore Parks related announcement right before I tell him something that he was wrong about. Mm. It is perfectly right in the middle there. Elliott, would you like... So I will announce it and you say what it will encompass. How
Sounds
about
good.
That? So does this start this week?
Tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. Go Birds Evenings, Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., hosted by Elliott Shore Parks.
As if I wasn't on the station enough.
More Elliott.
Now you get me for 2 full hours.
Everybody
every
was
Wednesday.
Demanding more Elliott.
Yes.
There were picket
yes.
signs
exactly.
outside. More Elliott.
Exactly.
So what's the deal with the show? Are you going to have co-hosts? How's it going to work?
Yeah, I'm first of all, I'm super, super excited. Obviously, I love being on the station all day with you guys. This show, I feel like, is my home, but I've never really had like my own show that I get to like think about different things and all that. So every Wednesday, 6 to 8, Go Birds Evenings. And I want it to be the best I can, like an extension of what it feels like to be in the locker room. So each week, I'm going to have a different guest, different beat writers that cover the team. Tomorrow, we have Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice. Obviously, had the story about Saquon, AJ, and Jalen meeting in the parking lot. So very excited for that. I'm just really excited to really, you know, talk Eagles. I know it's what I do now, but to get to do it from 6 to 8, be in the big boy chair, and have on, you know, my friends and guests and stuff.
Now, speaking of big boy, I would be careful tomorrow with the picture, as Jimmy Kemsky is very tall.
I know.
And you are, you might want to...
So I've been debating, I'm
heels.
A stand guy. Well,
my
boots are the closest I have to my heels.
Yeah.
Jimmy seems like a sit-down guy. I feel like if he sits and I stand...
It'll look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm very excited. So
well, congratulations,
thank
Elliott.
You.
Everyone wants more. Everyone
more
wants
Elliott.
More
yes.
Elliott.
Well, you guys can listen on your ride home.
And we can.
You can yell at the radio. You can't even, you know.
Yep. Can't wait.
Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, Go Birds Evenings, starting tomorrow. So I had some information about something. You said you're hardly ever wrong. And
yeah, hardly ever.
One of our bigger arguments on the air when I became most animated was about the traffic around the sports complex.
Okay.
It's worse!
Yeah.
That was me.
That was classic.
Headline in the Philly Inquirer today. Traffic at the South Philly stadiums can be a mess. This business group has a plan to improve it. How many of you have attended a sporting or concert event at our stadium complex and said to yourself on the way out, there's got to be a better way to get out of this parking lot? That is the question Christopher Franklin, the new board chair of the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Philadelphia, asked a crowd of business leaders on Friday. The crowd laughed knowingly at the universally frustrating process. The chamber is focused on a short-term plan to improve the traffic in the area that includes computerized traffic signals, improved signage, upgraded ramps, and, quote, better training for traffic personnel to support the Philadelphia Police Department.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally tackling the new issue of traffic.
The new...
Like, yes, there is traffic when you have 60,000 people down there.
But
there's traffic.
Worse.
When there's...
But it's worse.
Maybe. It might be. But it, like,
no,
but
that was the
always,
debate.
But it's always been a problem debate. Was my point. Is people talk about it as if it's like, oh my God, there's two events. There's traffic. Like,
because
yeah,
it's
man,
worse.
There's traffic.
Because it's worse.
It might be worse.
It is
it might
worse.
Be. It,
it
might
is
be.
Worse.
But like,
you know, one of the things that's contributing to it probably?
What?
There are more people definitely now, I believe, that come down for Eagles games. And they don't even go to the Eagles games.
Just tailgate.
Agreed.
They just come down to tailgate.
Yeah.
I come out of there. At halftime, you know, I'm normally leaving, and the parking lot is full of people. I mean, just
did
out
they,
there.
Well, with what tickets cost, too.
Well, like, I mean, just out there grilling, hanging out, and everything else. I'm like, so you get people to come down just to tailgate and the hangout, especially if it's a good weather day.
I mentioned when I went to Metallica, a friend of mine came down from North Jersey for it. Between when he got to the area and when he got into the concert was nearly 2 hours.
Wow. Traffic, man. Let me tell you.
Look.
Let me tell you.
This even for a concert.
Event.
Well, that was it was at the link. But oh, yeah.
I'd be curious to hear how many people 5 years ago breezed into an event. But well, yes, yes.
Oh, no, it's more traffic.
It is worse.
It's worse.
It is worse.
It is funny because after we got in this debate was the Eagles open practice. Was that Sunday?
Yeah.
And it took me the longest it's ever taken me to get there. Like, it hasn't been as bad since, but
that,
yeah.
That was the world telling
I
you.
Hope they fix it.
Edge for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith retires. We've heard a few different things floated out there. One, the idea of calling Brandon Graham. The morning show asked Nick Sirianni this morning. He avoided the question. Vic Fangio avoided the question today
yes.
as well. We've mentioned a trade for Trey Hendrickson potentially. You were tweeting about Jahad Campbell at edge. So what?
It always comes back around.
They're going to have to do something. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, they're going to make a trade for somebody. Like, they are going to trade for an edge. It's just a matter of who. Two names I would keep an eye on that they have interest in, Jermaine Johnson of the Jets. And then this guy's name I can't pronounce, Arnold.
Oh, I tried this in the show meeting.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try.
Well, you got to say his name.
Arnold Abiketai?
That sounds about right. From the Falcons.
From the Falcons, yeah. He had 6 sacks 2 years in a row. They added some edges this year. I would keep an eye on him as well. So those are two names I would keep an eye on from a trade perspective. But they are going to add somebody. Like, they have these picks. They're desperate for somebody. They know their edges aren't good enough. So really, it's just a matter of when, in my opinion, not if.
Do you think the Brandon Graham thing is reality or no?
I think, yes. I think there's a chance, like a good chance he'll be back.
Wow. What about, is the Trey Hendrickson a pipe dream or
I think that's probably a pipe dream.
Okay.
I mean, the Bengals, we can all sit here and say they're not competing. They just traded for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's what Ike said yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, again, I think they should sell, and I think they would be smart to trade Trey Hendrickson. But it's easy for me to say when I'm not working in that building and I'm not like going to lose my job if they lose the final 11 games of the season.
Right. Yeah, Zach Taylor is not.
Right. But I mean, Trey Hendrickson's a free agent that's not going to resign there. So it does make sense to trade him. But the tough thing they're going to run into, too, is a lot of teams need edge help. And a lot of teams that they're directly competing with need edge help. The Niners, Washington, the Buccaneers, who now, if you're the Bucs, like,
you got to go
for
it.
You could be the one seed.
Yeah.
So I think acquiring an edge will not be easy. Jermaine Johnson, you know, I think is going to be a high price. But, I mean, they're going to have to decide how much they want to reinvest in this team.
215. Oh, you got it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
No, I would be hesitant to pull the trigger on a player that's going to cost me a third round or higher. I just don't. That guy coming in
here. So they
have
2 threes, for what it's worth.
And we're going to need them.
Yeah.
We're going to need them. Unless you're trading for someone that I know is a clear upgrade and is going to come in here and it's going to make a difference. Bringing in a guy just for depth and he's a part of a rotation. Like, what does that ultimately do? Like, what does that ultimately do? And I don't want to give up high draft picks for somebody who's not going to really have an impact.
Well, I think if you're trading a three at the deadline is a pretty high level asset.
Yeah.
So if you're trading a three for someone, I think the hope is, I don't know about starting, but he's someone that's coming in and playing 50-60% of the snaps at the edge.
Za'Darius Smith started. Now I know Nolan Smith got injured, but who the hell are we not putting somebody in? Like who we got a problem putting somebody in for?
I mean, pick and choose.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
Patrick Johnson is playing.
Why should he be starting?
Patrick Johnson's playing right now, I would guess. Now, he's the only one that has a sack, for what it's worth. But Azeez Ojulari was a healthy scratch. I'm guessing they wouldn't have too much trouble making him a healthy scratch again. Mm-hmm. Josh Uche, I think, is better suited as your fourth guy, not your second guy. And, you know, Nolan Smith, who knows what he's going to be the rest of the year? He's now missed, this tricep he's dealing with has been almost a year by the time he'll be back on the field. He injured it in the Super Bowl. He'll come back in November. So, you know, 9 months or whatever. And he's going to miss. Yeah. And he's, I feel like.
Yeah.
Speaking
it's close.
Of BG, didn't he re-tear his
He did. Tricep? He did.
The BG thing to me, it'd be fun to see him back. And I think Brandon has earned the right to do what he wants. But, like, I would not think that's a good move because he's retired. He hasn't played. He didn't have a training camp. And he had his perfect ending. Bringing him into me feels like a move where they're trying to fix too many problems with one guy that I don't think it's fair to ask him to fix. If BG comes in, he's going to be expected to be an impact player. Everyone's going to be excited for him. And maybe he will be. He played really well last year. But it's not fair to expect him to do. I also think bringing in Brandon, if they were to do it, would have an element of let's get him back in the locker room, right? Like Za'Darius Smith had Brandon Graham's locker. So yeah. That's empty now. Like his locker is open. And
conveniently.
Expecting, who knows if this is why they would do it, but like expecting Brandon to come in and be a major personality on the team, I think is also not a good sign for where this thing is at. So it would be fun if Brandon came back. I'm never going to tell someone to turn down like $1 million or whatever it would be. But Brandon seems in a good place. I would not be a fan of the move.
I would.
They need a difference maker on the field. He's not, God bless him.
But, I agree. I don't even care. I don't even care if he plays. Sign him to the practice squad.
Well, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, if you just want him in the building.
Yeah.
But, like, can't you make
exactly
him, like, an ambassador to whatever? Like,
nope, put on a uniform.
The chief vibes officer?
Yeah. Get him out to practice.
Are you Udonis Haslam, baby?
Or whatever that guy on the Phillies name
is. I'm not even,
Garrett Stubbs.
No. You guys are expecting production. I'm not even expecting anything.
He actually might be more needed in the locker room than on the field.
Exactly.
How about this? They sign him. He calls up. He says AJ and Jalen aren't friends anymore. We get a week of chaos. They're friends again. Then we win the Super Bowl.
He can be the Brandon Graham show for a week again. He'll come back.
10 minutes. The whole show.
Bring BG back. Let's go.
215-592-9490. 94. Get to one other trade thing.
We need somebody to brighten all of our moods up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
Nobody on this team brightens our moods.
Certain players on that team.
Yeah, that'll last for 3 days. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah. And I got one quick thing to address with Elliot.
Oh, wow. God.
Thank you.
All right.
It's not Phillies related. Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse. Plus, gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Plus, don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Fran's Pub in New Hope for the $10 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special with their homemade soups and salads. Or visit the Ram in Perkasie for their $10 special with their famous Ram Burger and Ram Cheesesteak. That's Fran's Pub in New Hope and the Ram in Perkasie, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WYP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly. So, Elliot, you know, one of the worst mistakes I've done in my life is turn on your Twitter notifications, and it was late a couple nights ago, and just one of the most shameless retweets I've ever seen from you was when you retweeted a Devin White highlight on the Raiders.
Yep.
Give it
wow.
up. Give up the Devin White thing.
He had an interception and a sack, if I'm not mistaken.
I know, but who cares?
This is a team that could use some help in the turnover department, certainly in the sack department.
They have plenty
of
linebackers.
They have Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond.
And Jahad's going to be a great edge for them.
Maybe Kobe Dean could play linebacker.
Bryce Huff has how many sacks with the Niners? Is it
I think
four?
He has four.
That's
four.
A better one.
Josh Sweat, I think, has three or four.
Yeah.
Even Milton Williams, I think, has two.
Yeah. Well, the Bryce Huff and Devin White one to me are more similar in the way that they never got a fair chance to play.
All right. 215-592-9494.
And the guy that played in front of him turned out to be a top five defensive player of the year candidate.
Well, Zach Bond was great.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what up, fellas? Listen.
What up, Chuck?
You know, my day started really well when I heard that my favorite mascot was coming back, hip-hop.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going down to the Allen Iverson thing tonight. Thanks to y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're going to the book event at the TLA. Okay.
Yeah. Me and the wife going to step out tonight, you know, get somebody to watch the kids, and we're going to, you know, have a good time tonight down there. But I thank you. And, you know, shout out to D'Angelo, one of my favorite artists. I like D'Angelo. He was pretty good, man. I didn't know he was sick, man. Time is short. Life is too short.
It sure is.
You know, so it's a shame. But, let me say this, right? You know, I think we overthinking this whole defensive thing. You know, and I got something to say on Jalen real quick. But I just think we're overthinking this defensive thing. You know, my humble opinion, I think we're missing a healthy Jalen Carter. He has not been healthy all year long. And I think that if it was up to me, I wouldn't bring him back or Landon Dickerson back until after the bye week. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? And you know, Jahad Campbell, Vic Fangio's a smart-up guy, whereas, though, he got Kobe Dean back. You know, he was playing out of his mind before he got hurt. Put him back in his spot and have Jahad Campbell be like a Joker-type dude, man. We could play all over the field, man. You know what I mean? He's athletic enough to be able to rush the quarterback. And I've seen him on a couple blitzes. He'd get back there. So I wouldn't mind seeing him at edge. But now he don't have to play edge, you know, exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
He could still play linebacker, you know. But, you know, our defensive coordinator is a smart enough defensive coordinator where he can have both of those guys on the field and contribute. Now, as far as, you know, Jalen go, for the life of me, right, listen, I want to say this. I'm not against Jalen. You know what I mean? Jalen is still – I still support the guy. He won me a Super Bowl. I still support the guy. I just don't know if he's allergic to being great, you know, to having great stats. I need him to be selfish, man. You know, let's say it, man. We say it. Let's just be selfish. You know,
you need Jalen to be selfish?
Yeah. I need him to be a little bit more selfish, and I mean in a way of I want to get my numbers now. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with throwing 350 yards, three touchdowns, man. You know, because if he does that, everybody's happy. And I've seen him do it before. It's not like he can't do it. We've seen him do it on several occasions.
Dude, I saw Willie Burton score 50 points. I saw Dana Barrow score 50 points. It doesn't mean they could do it every game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They didn't do it as consistently as Jalen did.
I saw Edmundo Sosa hit three home runs in one game. I mean,
I saw Bryce Harper get a big hit in the playoffs.
Oh.
But this, This guy has done it in the biggest times. He's done it in the playoffs. He's done it. We've seen him do it in two Super Bowls. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes. Okay? We've seen him do it, you know, against Josh Allen and against Buffalo. We've seen him do it this year in the second half against L.A. He put the cape on, and he started passing the ball over the yard.
It's a good point,
actually. He has a plethora of players, man.
It's not.
What I'm trying to say, Spike, is this, right?
I think it is.
What I'm trying to say is this, right? When he looks in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, Jalen, do you see a guy that throws 120 yards, tush pushes a touchdown in the end zone, and underhands a shovel pass to the tight end? You know what I mean? Or do you see a guy that's like your mentor? You know, you're around Michael Jordan every offseason now. You have him at your phone number. Michael Jordan wanted to rip your heart out. You were content with just winning and that be that. You know, we know winning is the main thing. I get all that garbage we like to spit around, but we ain't been winning lately. We lost two straight. So now it's time for Jalen to start looking for his numbers. And how you start looking for your numbers is start utilizing these guys around you. And if you do that, it changes everything. It changes the morale in the locker room. It changes A.J. Brown's attitude. It changes Devontae Smith's attitude. Saquon, he all of a sudden becomes – he gets open, you know, running lanes now because now the passing game is becoming an issue for other opposing defenses. Jalen Hurts has the key to all of this. And all I'm saying is just when you look in the mirror, do you see greatness? I mean, for God's sake, I don't even know who Josh Allen's throwing the ball to. You know what I mean? Yesterday, I don't know who he was throwing the ball to. Baker Mayfield, injuries in and out of in the lineup. And guys, he's still completing passes.
Well, Josh Allen was throwing the ball to the same guys he went to the NFC Championship game with.
Yeah, but, like, who is this? If he had this, I'm just saying. I mean, you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Goddard, and Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you got these plethora of weapons around you, and I don't even know, you know, if you want to be great. I mean, he's too content. Listen, I'm just saying that Jalen Hurts gives me too content. We've gotten real content with being happy with winning games 17-3, 20-17, things of that nature, then break out in the playoffs. I think those days are over, man. His defense is banged up, and they might not come along to the end of the year. We need this offense to be better.
So I agree with a lot of what Chuck's saying, but I would just say to counter, like in terms of making the most of what he's had, they did just win the Super Bowl, and he hadn't lost a game in a calendar year. So I think your point is fair, Chuck, that he has not been, you know, like the 350-yard, four-touchdown guy, but he's gotten pretty much the most you can get out of this roster. It might not be
– well, Elliot.
But it's true. It's true.
Listen, I typically agree with you, ESP, but listen, let me say this to you, right?
Why?
Have this offense, this passing offense, really been good the last 3 years?
No, not really. It's not been great for sure.
Okay, did we not have a number one defense last year? Did we not have a number one running game?
Yes.
Did we not have a number one, probably one of the best offensive lines to ever lift up?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so let's not act like those didn't play a factor.
They did, absolutely. But the point I'm making is you're saying that with all the talent around him, like, with look at all this talent, he should be getting a lot out of it. He is.
Yeah, look at how he coached up the defense last year, Chuck.
I mean, 120.
Well, no one's going to want to agree with me on this, but the fact Jalen took care of the ball last year did put the defense in a ton of advantageous spots. It did.
What you would expect out of a backup quarterback.
I don't think that's true.
Of course it is. Not turning the ball over?
Did Michael Jordan play the game and not turn the ball over? Let me ask you,
no, of course not. But
that's what LeBron does.
But okay, Jalen. I just think the vibe here right now is that Jalen has not accomplished. Jalen did win the Super Bowl. They're not a 9-7 roster the last year with him.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
The Eagles won that Super Bowl.
Well, Eagles did, but Jalen as the quarterback is the one that Like Jalen won the Super Bowl.
Just like
the reason I think Jalen is they lost the last two games, right? Like Jalen as the quarterback carries the wins and the losses.
Actually, I think coach has lost us the game Sunday, last Sunday against Denver. You run the ball one time in the second half. That's on the coach.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't really in running situations.
They took the ball out of Jalen's hands last year, man. Let's be for real. They took the ball out of his hands last year. Now, this year, he has more.
I agree with you on that.
Pass the football. So the numbers should look better.
But the numbers have not been bad.
All right. Chuck.
The numbers look terrible.
Chuck.
Give me a bald head guy.
Yeah, give us your favorite bald head guy.
Myself.
I was about to say.
The mistake that some people make in every sport is when you see a player do something once or twice, it means they could do it all the time.
Yeah.
The difference between the players that can do it occasionally and the players that can do it all the time, that's the difference between the level of player.
Yep.
I agree with that.
I've seen a lot of players come in here and have one time games.
Bryce Brown had two good rushing games.
Like 700 yards.
Travis Fulgham. Whatever happened to Travis Fulgham?
But what you're talking about is different than what Jalen's done.
No.
Jalen has been to two Super Bowls.
Yes, he is a good player. But to expect him to do what Chuck wants him to do and for the thing that you thought he could do, I hope the same thing. After the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, that we were going to come in and see that version of Jalen. But, like, maybe it just... Maybe it's just not good enough. I don't know what to say.
Here's my advice before you get out of here.
Yeah.
Because it's not just to you, E.
It's to everybody.
It's to all of us out here who are Jalen fans. And now, I don't even know if you still are on this side.
I am.
You didn't say that with real
confidence.
That was
confidence. So confident. Yeah.
Unbelievable. He's not playing well.
We understand he's not playing well. That's not what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. For all of us who are pro Jalen fans, as we all should be, but evidently we aren't.
We all are.
Maybe not Chad.
We have to get over off-season arguments, right? Well, everything we argued about all off-season, I'm sorry, he didn't do his part. We did our part.
So far.
Listen, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, but we got to be comfortable with that. We did our part defending him all off-season and ranking him high, and anybody who said something, everybody was at their neck. Right? We did that. Now, there's new evidence. We can't just go off of what he did last year and in the postseason. There's new evidence. So what are we going to do? Spend all of our time arguing about what he did in the past versus what he's doing now? So we have to, and I'm not saying this for you. Mm. I'm saying we have to be honest with ourselves as far as where he's at right now and know that it needs to be better. Doesn't diminish what he's done in the past. You don't take his Super Bowl MVP away from him. You can't take the things he's already accomplished away from him. But the team is in a tough spot right now, and he can help out by playing better.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
I guess I won't speak for all Jalen people, but where I'm at is I think he has it in him to be the guy that puts the cape on. I do, right? Now, he is not played
do
like
it.
That was my exact advice to him. And there have been, to what Chuck said, moments this year, the Rams game in the second half.
Yeah,
like there have been moments, but
there have also been the opposite.
Yes, there have been really bad moments.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's the number one reason the team is struggling. Number one. So whatever
you think of Jalen, that's fair.
I think
the offensive line is the number one reason the team is struggling, and that's why Saquon doesn't look like Saquon.
I think the offensive line is number two. So I'm with you on the offensive line, for sure.
All right.
I have him number one.
All right. Go.
Just like on my Philly list.
The Go Birds podcast. You can get wherever you get your podcast.
I'm matured.
I'd let him. Well, look.
Well, look, if you want to call in tomorrow night from 6 to 8, we can keep it going. 2155. Yeah.
I hate both of you guys. I love you. Him, I hate.
Yeah, that's
you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast, and premiering tomorrow night, Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Go Birds Evenings with Elliot Shore Parks.
Yes.
Special guest host, guest co-host tomorrow will be Jimmy Kimsky.
Special guest. Yeah.
Just
like that
special
sounds
guest.
Better. Special
yeah.
guest. It's
special
like a guest.
Like, hold on now.
Yeah. There's only one host
in.
Here.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.